Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my conscious friends, and welcome to the Dr. Sarah Let's Talk About It Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Brodsky. So today's show is a continuation of the conversation that we were having on gaslighting. And I'm bringing back on my guest, Liz Tupling, who will join us later to speak further, to continue the discussion on what gaslighting is, on all of the different aspects of it, and ways that we can get clear on it so that you can have choice and possibilities and not be subject to someone who's gaslighting you. So, if you don't know what gaslighting is, or what it is like to be gaslit, I will be recapping it for you and will further explore the information tools you require to describe, detect, clear, and stay clear of this type of relationship dynamic. So what is gaslighting? We are going to be using a description that was provided by Dr. Stephanie Sarkis from her article, 11 Warning Signs of Gaslighting. Now, the definition here of gaslighting is a manipulation tactic in which a person or entity, in order to gain more power, makes the victim question their reality. It works much better than you may think. Anyone is susceptible to gaslighting, and it is a common technique of abusers, dictators, narcissists, and cult leaders. It is done slowly, so the victim doesn't realize how much they've been brainwashed. So that's the definition that we're going to be using here. So here are some questions for you. Have you ever been gaslighted? If so, what was that like for you? Have you ever considered that this was what was happening at the time when you were in that situation? Are you currently being gaslighted? Whatever it is, whatever that looks like for you, we're aiming to get clear and clear out all the limitations that you have had with gaslighting and everywhere it has kept you from being you. Everywhere it has kept you from being you. So what have you been unwilling to know, be, perceive, and receive as a result of being gaslighted that now is available to clear and change? That's what we're going to be doing here. So we are going to be looking at this from a very conscious, non-judgmental point of view. Yet, as I've said before, I'm all about calling a spade. So we're going to call it like it is, but do it from a place of awareness and knowing. So now we're going to do a guided exercise like we've done in other episodes. And this time we're going to tune in and tap into the space of gaslighting and everywhere you've been gaslighted. So we're aiming to clear everywhere you've been blocked, everywhere you've blocked yourself from being in the generative and creative flow, the flow of being you. We're going to be clearing anywhere you have been refusing to be you as a result of being manipulated by a gaslighter. And again, some of this information in this exercise has been modified from this amazing system of access consciousness. So I'm going to have you go ahead now and close your eyes. And if you're in a location where you're unable to close your eyes, like driving, you can simply follow along with my voice and just listen to what's being said and tune into that. However, if you can close your eyes, that would be fantastic. So go ahead and do that now. And bring your attention to your breathing. Now just notice your breathing and tune in to your space and your awareness on gaslighting. So the purpose of gaslighting is when somebody tries to lock you out of being. How many of you have somebody you didn't understand the point of view they took of you and the point of view they had of you, and then you try to see the rightness of their point of view? That's ultimate gaslighting. So everything that brings up, would you like to clear that now? And remember, the way we clear it is by simply taking a deep breath in with all the heaviness that you're experiencing on this and release it all on the exhale. Wow, thank you. Intense. And then the person that's doing the gaslighting would be around somebody else that you knew and that used to be close to you, and all of a sudden that person would feel distant from you. Why? Because the gaslighter said to them that you were lying, that you were crazy. They would make up the story about something that you had supposedly done that showed that you were kind of nuts and off-centered somehow. And then the person you used to be close to would believe it, and then their interaction with you would be sort of distant. Understanding why the gaslighter does this does not help at all, because there is no why. They choose to do it. There's no reason. There's no justification. They just choose to do it. So, everywhere you've tried to look to understand why somebody would do this to you, would you like to clear all that now? Deep breath in and release it all in the exhale. Wow, thank you. Gaslighting is a way to take away your choice. Everywhere that you've bought the lies of the gaslighter is true. Let's clear all that now. Deep breath in and release it on the exhale. And everywhere you have made the gaslighter right and you wrong, would you like to clear all that? Deep breath in and release it all on the exhale. And everywhere you have cut yourself off from your conscious knowing, being, perceiving, and receiving, would you like to clear all that now, please? Deep breath in and relax and release it all on the exhale. Wow, thank you. So now, here are some questions you can ask when it comes to any limitations and any limiting points of view on gaslighting. What other question or questions could I ask here? What other choice do I have here? What else could I be here that would allow this to clear right away? In order to change anything, you have to be willing to be something you are not. What do I have to be or do different to generate and create a different reality when it comes to gaslighting? Everything that won't allow all of that, would you like to clear all that now, please? Deep breath in and release it all on the exhale. Wow, thank you. So now go ahead and open your eyes. And what do you notice now? What are you aware of now? And what if you were to write down any awareness you received regarding gaslighting, an awareness list of sorts from which you can be with and add to as new knowings come into your awareness? So just be with that and notice what that's like for you. And feel free to post it on any social media that I'm on. I would love to hear from you about it. Okay, so now it's time to bring on the guests. Liz Tupling, and I'm going to give Liz a formal introduction if this is your first time listening to the show or hearing about Liz. So Liz is a private practice integrative and conscious living facilitator with an office in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. In her work, she is dedicated to guiding individuals, families, and organizations towards more fulfilling relationships and life experiences. Working with a broad range of clients, Liz uses an integrative treatment style to assist people in moving toward emotional wholeness and connectedness, while helping people better understand the role of their individual histories, contributions, and choices. She offers a therapeutic approach that encompasses the mind, body, spirit in its totality. So, without further ado, I'd like to bring Liz back on the show. Hi, Liz.
Hello, Dr. Sarah. Thank you so much for inviting me to come back on the show.
Well, I'm so grateful that you're on, and I'm so really excited. It's kind of an odd word when it comes to gaslighting, but excited to further explore these bullet points, because my sense is that when it comes to gaslighting, a lot of people are not aware of what exactly this looks like. And if we can shed a little bit of light on what this looks like, and if anyone takes one piece of this tonight and utilizes it in their own life and living, wow, what a contribution that is. So I'm excited that you're on for us to explore this.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I think this dialogue on gaslighting is a game changer.
Absolutely, and I guess we can certainly just jump right to that list that the doctor in the article wrote, Dr. Sarkis, the 11 different bullet points of gaslighting, and I know we left off at number 4, so we have 5 through 11 to get through tonight, which we can jump right to here. We'll start at number 5, and number 5 is their action, their being the gaslighter's action. It really is their actions do not match their words is the number 5. So anything you're aware of with that, Liz, that would be good to speak to.
Right. So it's the confusing part about, you know, what someone is doing that is in direct opposition to what they're saying and vice versa, and how confusing that becomes for the person who is at the receiving end of the gaslighting. And so once they're in the loop of their own confusion, you know, it is difficult to get awareness around what's really happening because things aren't lining up. And so once we're in the loop of confusion, then we're really in self-doubt, right? We're not trusting our sense of the experience, which is kind of where the gaslighter wants us, right?
Yeah, and they want us in the content of whatever they're saying as a way to distract from really what the truth is. So like their doing does not match what they're saying. So it really then, like you said, confuses the person being exposed to it, especially if you're coming to the gaslighter very open to just being present. So absolutely, it really throws off the clarity on what is going on.
Right, and one of the ways that maybe, you know, listeners, as they're kind of walking through these points with us, but maybe one of the points of navigation here could be to, you know, as a little rule of thumb or trick of the trade here, is to really always look at what the gaslighter is doing. And maybe, like you said, just shift and put aside the content for a second, the content of what they're saying, but really focus in on what they're doing and use that as kind of the yardstick of, you know, to help kind of navigate your way out of the confusion. So disregard the words and really focus on the actions and allow the actions to kind of be that beacon that really kind of gets you right out of the storm.
Yeah, and going to what the person is saying, that could include any thought, feelings, or emotions, which is typical of how we function in this reality, but that's a lot of times where we get stuck anyways. And that's where the gaslighter thrives, very much in this linear reality. So if you can step back and really look at the pattern, then the doing will become even more clear. So if you can get an overview of what's going on, that is another way to navigate, like you mentioned, your way through these different spaces and places that show up with the gaslighter, which really brings us to number six. They throw in positive reinforcement to confuse you. So here we are, more confusion.
Yeah. Yeah, like this is the ultimate mind bender right here, Dr. Sarah, because, you know, while the person is cutting you down and, you know, you're almost kind of prisoner in the space of feeling less than and not enough, they're throwing in intermittent, you know, positive reinforcements and remarks and positive feedback, which further adds to the confusion. And, it's that trip down the rabbit hole, while at the same time you're knowing the person who's being gaslit is knowing that there's something really off here. But because there's the odd compliment, you know, it's difficult to focus on what's really happening.
Well, and it also puts the gaslighter in a positive light, quote unquote, where it makes them look good, and then the person receiving it is in the question of, like, is there something wrong with me that I'm doing, that it must be me if they're being so kind to me and nice to me. But that's all part of the manipulation and the tactic that the gaslighter uses in order to look good, in order to be good, to make you feel even worse and make you feel bad about yourself.
Yes, and to really doubt your sense of the experience, because as you just pointed out, you know, it's often the case that we'll go to the space of, well, really, maybe I'm just being too difficult or hard on that person. You know, maybe they're not that bad after all. And, you know, but what we want to remember is that there's the possibility that what they praised us for and what they complimented us for is something that benefits them as the gaslighter. They pick and choose how they compliment us. Because in the narcissism that is essentially involved in gaslighting, there's something that we did or said or some way that we're showing up that actually serves them well. So we can't miss that one. We don't want to forget about that.
Yes, exactly. And again, like you said, with narcissism, it's all about them looking good and making you wrong because they need to be right. So everything this brings up, let's just do a clearing because this is really heavy information. So let's take a deep breath in.
Sure.
And everyone and the listeners, let's just take a deep breath and release all the heaviness on the exhale. Whew, wow. Intense stuff. So if we jump to number seven, again, confusion, it's in number seven, and that is they know confusion weakens people. So gaslighters know that people like having a sense of stability and normalcy, and they play off that. They try to uproot it and make others off kilter and make you constantly question yourself, kind of like we've been speaking about already. It just really puts the person in a place where, again, self-doubt, and there must be something that I'm not getting here. So that confusion again.
Absolutely, and it's the weakening of that person's, their own personal foundation. And I think, you know, I know you've received this question many times by clients, Dr. Sarah. I have been asked this question, but people will oftentimes ask, you know, does the gaslighter, are they aware that they're doing this? Are they aware, is this very intentional that they're trying to weaken me through confusion? And I think, you know, that depends on the circumstances and the individual, but it tends to be sometimes they're not really aware. Sometimes it's, for lack of a better term, a skill that they developed in an effort to survive some really dysfunctional upbringing that they came through, and it's just like breathing.
Yes, and if we're looking at personality, it can almost be part of their personality, especially if it falls under, like, more of a narcissistic personality. Even like if we're talking about disordered, It can be where the person that's just how they are, do whatever they need to do to defend themselves to the nth degree to prove that this is, you know, the point of view they come from. So absolutely, sometimes it can be intentional way of manipulating. Other times it's just part of their being at this point. But the one thing it does bring in is that it's the person's choosing to do it on some level, if it's conscious or unconscious. There's still almost a choice to do it from wherever the function comes from is probably the part that's in question. Now, this leads us to now number eight. So they project, and that's kind of what we're talking about already. A lot of times the gaslighter will project onto you exactly what they're doing. They're accusing you of what they're doing. So they could accuse you of cheating. They could accuse you of lying. They could accuse you of all these different things. But they're actually doing it to you. So you may find yourself like having to defend yourself and look at, you know, trying to rationalize to this person. But basically, this is the way the gaslighter tries to distract from what's really going on. Would you agree, Liz?
Yes, yes, wholeheartedly. It becomes the big sideshow. Let's shift the attention over here on, that, you know, it's, it is just a big distractor implant and, you know, let's shift the attention and the focus over to you and, have you on the hot seat of doubt. Meanwhile, while I'm doing the things that I'm accusing you of. And then, like you said, Dr. Sarah, putting the other person in the position to defend and rationalize and justify for something that quite frankly, they're probably not even participating in. I think that's probably the lowest point of that relationship with the gaslighter at that point. I mean, that's a pretty vulnerable, and not in a positive way place to be with a gaslighter.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And this brings us now to nine. They try to align people against you. So along with all these others, now these aren't in order of any significance, but they all kind of seem to interweave or intertwine with each other. So along with, you know, this projection, like you said, kind of the basement or the bottom line of the lowest point can then be reinforced with this alignment with turning people against you. And this is the where they really master the manipulation.
Sure, and it's that, you know, it's part of that very tactical, strategic kind of form of isolation, you know. Again, when you're so far down the rabbit hole of self-doubt, it's part of that. I'm going to isolate because I believe that other people are against me and I don't know who to turn to. So I guess the only person that's really accessible to me at this point is the one that's gaslighting me. So there's a lot of control.
And it really puts the person in the no choice and then only person that they turn to, in part because especially if they're buying all the lies is true and they think the person that's receiving the gaslighting has deemed themselves crazy, they really can't talk to anyone else about it except to the gaslighter who's gaslighting them, which is really insane.
Right.
Which brings us to number 10, really. Number 10 is where the gaslighter tells you or others that you are crazy.
Right. Holy pot calling the kettle black, right?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. And it just creates more of actually the projection, really, of what the gaslighter is doing to you. They're the one that's basically insane and accusing you of that. But however, in the midst of all that, they are looking to convince others the same, that you're the one that's crazy, so that when someone would come back to you about what the gaslighter has done, the gaslighter positions it like it's your fault, and then they believe the person that's receiving this information about you believes the gaslighter because of the way it's been set up.
Right, and it seems like it's almost like a kind of a little bit more, it's a finesse, right, because it's like a whole other level added to the process of gaslighting. It's very subtly nuanced because there's a character attack on you, the one who's being gaslit, by questioning your sanity so that you're not believable when you go to other people and say, hey, I was just gaslit by this person. And then by that point, your character has already come under question, has already been attacked, and your information is coming, you know, is coming from you is no longer valid. It's no longer, you know, authentic because you've been discredited at that point. And it's finessed at a completely different level.
Totally. And then we have number 11, and that is the gaslighter tells you everyone else is a liar. So basically then again, you have to go back to the gaslighter and you're really believing them over maybe family members or even media or anywhere that basically that's the lie. Then you question your own reality around it, which brings it back to the gaslighter being the one that is correct. And all the information, other information is not correct. So again, it's part of that brainwashing that goes on that leaves the person receiving the gaslighting, you know, at the mercy of the gaslighter. So Liz, if just in terms of time, what if we just talk a bit about ways people can navigate this and ways to handle, or let's say, clear and get clear on being with a gaslighter or ways that they can show up and have other possibilities.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it does seem like, you know, one of the critical components of navigating through this is to be in awareness and to invite in awareness around whether or not this is actually happening in the first place.
Yeah, and what they can do is get to the, before getting to choice, it may be helpful to do some clearing. Like once you start noticing this, what if you're just aware of any time something that comes in heavy is to start taking some deep breaths in and clearing it out. And also that tool, who or what does this belong to? That is probably the game changer here. If you can identify, wow, everything about the gaslighter. I mean, everything in that, really the 11 bullet points, it's not mine. It belongs to the other person. Doing some return to sender with consciousness attached could clear this right out. And if you do it consistently, anytime it shows up, then it's bound to allow you to get clear and then get to your choice and possibilities and ways to navigate it and really maybe choose to no longer be in this relationship. You know, that's a choice, and you have to choose it and be willing to choose it, even if it's uncomfortable. And you know what? And this brings us, Liz, and we'll have to finish up on this point, really, you know, reaching out to someone like you or reaching out to someone like me who has been knowing how to support people and doing some counseling to help navigate out of these types of relationships, I sense could be crucial. And don't hesitate to reach out for help. I would encourage that across the board. So Liz, thank you so much for coming on. I would love to have you on again really soon. Let's see if we can make that happen.
Thank
Maybe
you.
We can even continue the conversation of ways to navigate this even further.
Thank you so much, Dr. Sarah. So grateful that you are bringing this information to your listeners. Thank you.
Well, I'm so grateful to have you on, and I appreciate you, and we'll have you back on soon.
Grateful for that. Thanks.
So real quickly, the question of the week for this week is, what about gaslighting have you not allowed yourself to perceive and know? So what about gaslighting have you not allowed yourself to perceive and know? So be with that question this week, my conscious friends. And I would love to hear from you. You're welcome to post on any social media, anywhere I'm located. You can email me, whatever you like. All that information is on this Blog Talk radio show page. So I would like to close the show by thanking my guest, Liz Tupling, for joining us today, as well as thank you, the listeners, for your amazing energy. Oh my gosh, I really couldn't do it without you. Thank you so much for being here. And I would also like to acknowledge how grateful I am to be your host. And I still look forward to continuing this conversation and this journey with you as we go along here, my conscious friends. So go forth this week, knowing I have your back, knowing that being you and the difference that you be is the difference this world requires and desires. So until next time, bye for now.